So we have a consciousness. I think you refer to meant conscience. We have a conscience which tells us what is right and what is wrong. But we also have the mind, which is telling us wrong things. So is there a stage when the conscience becomes stronger than the mind? Yes, even now, if we consider the mind, it is not that the mind is like a permanent villain. The mind, the Gita says, can be our friend also, it can be our enemy also. So if we consider there are certain habits or certain temptations, certain behaviors, which we will just not do. Because we strongly feel this is wrong. There are certain other things which we may do, which we may not do. There are certain other things which we may just unthinkingly do, although we may know that it is wrong. So what has happened is the conscience is always there, but the conscience can become numbed when the mind gets habituated to some things. So for example, if we know, this thing, if I do it, is harmful for me, and I'm not going to do it. I'll give a simple example. Say if this is the home of a person, this is the office, and there's a person who is an alcohol addict, and another person who is not having that addiction. Now both of them may have to pass through the same area to get to the office. The person who is not an alcoholic addict, the person just passed by, not even noticing the bar. Now, anybody notices the bar, I don't want to get involved in this. That conscience is very strong. Now, the person who is an alcohol addict, that person, what happens? Because they indulge again and again, the desire is very strong. Especially if that person is a recovering addict, there is a voice inside them, tell them, don't indulge in this right now. But the conditioning that is there, that has become too strong. So the Gita explains that our desires can become like shackles. And when we repeatedly indulge in a particular activity, then that shackle becomes thicker and tighter. So for a person who is a compulsive alcohol addict, you know, as soon as that person comes out of the house, their mind has already gone into the bar. I'm going to drink. Or even they're in the office, they think, I want to drink. And they just leave office and go to the bar. So what has happened? That craving has become so strong that the conscience just doesn't have any voice. It is there, but it has become muted. So now the solution is twofold for this. First is that the more we spiritually connect ourselves, we spiritually reorient ourselves, the conscience becomes stronger. And all of us have a conscience, as I said, there are certain things which we will not do. So there the conscience is strong. But in some other areas, it has become weaker. So overall, by spiritual practices, our conscience overall becomes stronger. And specifically, we need to, if we have a particular area in which our conscience has become weak, we need two things, intelligence and vigilance. Intelligence means specifically with respect to that particular weakness, we need to read, we need to contemplate, maybe write down, and convince ourselves with our intelligence that this is something which I don't want to do. This is harmful for me. And we, rather than thinking, when we get into morality, is this right, is wrong, it may seem like moralizing. We can focus on wisdom. Is this wise? Is this unwise? There are certain things which you can see by the consequences, they are dangerous, they are harmful. Is unwise? These are the reasons why this is unwise, and that's why I will not do this. So that way, intelligence. The second is vigilance. Vigilance means if we know that we have certain weaknesses, then it is our responsibility to protect ourselves. See, our willpower is not an infinite resource. Our willpower is a finite resource. And we need to use it wisely. That means going back to the example of alcoholic, if a person wants to recover from alcoholism, and if they have a house that is just above a bar, now, you say, I will go to my house, I will not go to the bar. It's very difficult. Because if the temptation is so close, and our willpower, sometimes it's very strong, but willpower is like a muscle. Now, if I keep lifting weights for a long time, my muscles get tired. At a particular point, I just can't lift any weight. So what we need is that we can't rely only on willpower. Vigilance means we definitely have to be vigilant so that if some undesirable things are tempting us, we say no to that. But because our willpower is not infinite, vigilance means also we don't put ourselves in the danger zone unnecessarily. So whatever be our particular area where we want to strengthen our conscience, there we can use our intelligence to convince ourselves about why this is not good, and also we become vigilant. That means we minimize that particular tempting situation. And that way, as we keep avoiding doing that, the rope that is pulling us towards that becomes weaker and weaker. And as the rope becomes weaker and weaker, that means the mind is not going to push us toward that wrong thing. And conversely, by our overall spiritual practices, our conscience is becoming stronger. So definitely by steady spiritual growth, we can come to a stage where the voice within us, which guides us towards wiser choices, that becomes much stronger than the voice which guides us towards unwise choices, which pushes us towards unwise choices. That definitely happens by the practice of spiritual inner growth through yoga.